This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. President Draupadi Murmu arrived at Bhubaneswar yesterday on a 5-day visit to her home state Odisha to attend several official programs, including Indian Navy Day today at the Blue Flag Beach in Puri. President Draupadi Murmu will visit the 12th century Sri Jagannath Temple in Puri today morning and offer prayers to the Lords. After the darshan, she will grace the 75th anniversary celebration of Gopabandhu Ayurveda Mahavidyalaya in Puri. President Murmu, who is also the Supreme Commander of Indian Armed Forces, will grace the Navy Day as chief guest, hosted by Chief of Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi at the Blue Flag Beach in Puri today afternoon. The event marks the anniversary of Operation Trident, a critical naval offensive during the 1971 Indo-Pak War. The event will showcase over 15 ships, submarines and more than 40 aircraft with support from marine commandos and personnel from the Indian Army. The Defence Acquisition Council has approved 5 capital acquisition proposals amounting to over 21,772 crore rupees. The Council, under the chairmanship of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh in New Delhi yesterday, granted acceptance of necessity for the procurement of 31 new water jet fast attack crafts for the Indian Navy. Defence Ministry said these are designed to perform the task of low-intensity maritime operations, surveillance, patrol and search and rescue operations close to the coast. In addition, these vessels will play an effective role in anti-piracy missions, especially in and around Indian island territories. The ministry said the council has also accorded approval for procurement of 120 fast interceptor craft and certain other equipment. The Indian Space Research Organisation, ISRO, will launch the PSLV C-59 Proba 3 mission today at 4:08 p.m. from the Satish Dhawan Space Centre in Sriharikota. PSLV C-59 will launch Proba 3 satellites of the European Space Agency into the highly elliptical orbit. The commercial arm of ISRO, namely New Space India Limited, has got this order from European Space Agency. Proba 3 satellites will split into two after reaching the orbit. The satellites will study the sun's corona, its surrounding atmosphere, space weather and solar wind. The National Council for Vocational Education and Training of the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship has officially recognized the Indian National Space Promotion and Authorization Centre as an awarding body. The recognition aims to strengthen the vocational education and training landscape in the space sector. The agreement was signed in the presence of the Secretary of the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship. The InSpace operates as an autonomous agency under the Department of Space. The recognition of the institution as an awarding body will help standardize and accredit specialized training programs, aligning them with national and global frameworks and facilitating greater integration with key national initiatives like the Skill India Mission. A day after the breach of security at the Bangladesh Assistant High Commission office in Agartala, the mission of the neighbouring country has suspended all visa and consular services for indefinite period. According to an official communique, the Bangladesh Assistant High Commission head of mission and first secretary in a notice said, given the security situation, all visa and consular services at the Bangladesh Assistant High Commission Agartala will remain suspended until further notice. The Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs has rejected media reports regarding the group of ministers' recommendations on GST rate changes on various goods and services, saying that such reports are premature and speculative. The CBIC said that the GST Council has not received any recommendations of group of ministers and no GST rate changes have been deliberated. The air quality in National Capital Delhi has shown slight improvement but has registered in the poor category with an average air quality index of 264 as of 8 yesterday. Defending champions India defeated Malaysia 3-1 in the second semi-final match to enter the final of Men's Hockey Junior Asia Cup in Muscat, Oman. And that is the end of this news bulletin.